Welcome back. This episode's all about my experience as a follower and a leader, and looking at through the lens of the concepts that we talked about in the last episode. So look forward to unpacking that with you. So I'm going to kick things off with opportunity and a little bit of atmosphere, and talk about how I've been given a lot of room to be curious and creative in what I do. And maybe that's because I'm someone who's passionately trying to challenge what I'm like as a teacher and a learner, and try new things and get the most out of what I'm doing. But I feel like that atmosphere is maybe just within this small group of like-minded souls, and it's not something that goes school-wide, which is the educational rainbow that I'm sort of chasing. We encourage mistake making for students. However, I feel in schools there's a culture of blame when it comes to mistakes for teachers. It's quite a loaded area. Part of that, I think, is we always refer back to student data, student achievement. And I feel like when we come to the table to talk about data, there's a lot of blame by leadership. Where you feel attacked a little bit. But then talking to Bissy, my pretty amazing wife, who happened to be DP at the previous school I was teaching in charge of data, she sort of feels like people bring a lot of baggage to the table. And I think probably from my experience, that's true. But this all goes to talk about how McGregor in 2006 talks about how blame is not helpful in educational situations. And so we need to find a way to be in it together, and you can make mistakes, but it's everyone's responsibility and you take ownership for those mistakes as well.
So to sort of sum up the followership part of this, I would say that I was an effective follower, going from Robert Kelly's ideas in 1988. I was pretty committed and courageous when I wanted to be, and I would be critical and I'd challenge kindly. And was quite honest.
I'm going to dig into me as a leader now, and it's fair to say I've had some successes and I've had some fails. So let's start with the successes. I worked with Jack and Bissy as a STEAM leader, and it was such a great collaborative sort of leadership model where we challenged each other really well. We ideated well, we supported teachers in workshops, but in class, and we had positive outcomes. The flip side, and though there were lots of positives, I just didn't feel like I brought the same level of success to the table, was when I had a group of grade 4-5 teachers, and we came from different cultural backgrounds and educational backgrounds. But I didn't feel like that I met them where they were. I think I tried to lead them as if I was leading 4 versions of myself rather than the 4 people sat in front of me. And I think that's a recipe to not get the best out of the situation, right? So the verdict for me was I'm good at leading people who are already on board with my vision, and I'm far more confident and successful when I'm involved in collaborative leadership. So the question I'm going out on is, how do I create an atmosphere of collaborative leadership and followership? The reason why it's become a huge interest to me is that I believe that empathy, integrity, innovation and messy problem solve is the educational rainbow I've been chasing. And if I haven't experienced it as a follower, then maybe I should try and experience it as a leader.